Okay, what we have is as follows. We have shtia b'chal achila. Achila is not b'chal shtia. Now, it's a sugya in two places. It's a sugya here in Shavuos, sugya in Yuma. What is the Gemara talking about here, first of all? We have to understand what the issues are. Here we're talking about Loshon, language. The word Ochel, what does it include? Certainly, that's what the Bahag says we're talking about. Loshon Menei Adon and Loshon Torah. Now, does this talk about what in Isra Achila and Isra Shtiyah is? No, not at all. And I'll prove it to you. Take a look in Nozir, Hilchos Nozir. Hilchos Nazirus. A nozer is a, what does the pasuk say? Yayin v'sheicher, lo yishte yayin. Not allowed to drink wine. And the shear is a revius, right? But what does the Rambam say? If I have congealed wine, and I eat the congealed wine, I take the wine and I make wine jelly. And I spread it on my bread. You ever seen grape jelly? So he did wine jelly. And he spread it on his bread. Or he just decided to eat it straight. Awesome. I Torah says yesh. Now, it could be. We'll have to see this a little more carefully in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shtiyah, b'chal achila, achila is not b'chal shtiyah. But here we see, what does the Torah say? Okay, it says, Shlosh shemina matzurim lenozim. Yotzim ragim. She'ochal kazayas min apri. Oh, fine. Now, there's a limshos revius yayin. O'ochal kazayas mi yayin korush. O'shos revius chomet shupsolos apri. Yayin korush. And he says, that, but the air this year is a kazayas. That's a massive headache. So, l'chora, if I would, can get me a chumash. So yishtah hanazin yayin. You can't drink yayin. Lo darovus yayin. Ram talks about eating it. Yayin korish is also, even though that's eating it. And then he says shir kazayas. Okay. But im shosh sharapito bayayin. He takes bread and he dips it into yayin. Apparently, achil is also awesome. Let's read what the Torah says. We'll have to understand that. Yayin v'sheicha yaze. Yayin v'chometz yayin v'sheicha lo yishteh. What's mishmas anovim? I take a piece of bread and I dip it in wine or grape juice. Loshen. Mikol ha-sheyotz megefen ha-yayim mechatzan batzag lo yochel. I have to see what yochel means here. Now, but that's not what the Gemara in Shavuos is talking about. Gemara in Shavuos is not talking about how the Yisurim work. The Gemara in Shavuos is talking about something else. Gemara in Shavuos is talking about the word ochal in the Torah, does that include shti or not? Because that's, after all, as the Bahag points out. That's what we want to know. When I say the words, lo yochal, shua shalo ochal, does that include shtia? That's, we're talking about loshen Torah, loshen bnei Adam. Now, how loshen Torah's mashpia influences the isurei Torah, that's the second issue. What's the Gemara in Yuma talking about? Morin Yuma is talking about Lashon Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Chamisha Inuim Yesh. What are they? Achila, Chitza, Sicha, this is Sandal, Tasha, Shamit. What about Shtiya? Shtiya B'chal Achila. In what? In Lashon Mishnah. When the Mishnah said there are five Inuim, what did the Mishnah talk about? Shtiya too. Because Shtiya B'chal Achila, Lashon Mishnah. In both cases, we're talking about Lashon. That we have to keep in mind. It could be, if the Torah says achila, the question, and in Lashon Torah, it includes shtia, obviously it asks shtia. Obviously. It asks shtia as well. But it begins with what is Lashon Torah? Okay, now. And the Gemara wants to prove it from Maisa Sheni. Wants to prove it from different places. Okay. So we, in the Moscow. Now, then we have a Gemara in Chulin. Taking chalev and melting it down, turning it into a liquid. Chalev turning into a liquid. So Tosas has a question. What did Tosas understand? That if the Torah asks it, lo sochal something, included in that is drinking. So Tosas took the next step. If the word achila in Lashon Torah includes shtia, then the iser achila includes an iser shtia. So, that's Tosas kasha. Tosas teretz is no. I'm not talking about when the Torah asks it a maichol, it asks. Now, we could interpret Tosas as Tosas in one or two ways. Could be, I change it, it's no longer the object of the Torah asks it. You take chaylev and you change it. And you melt it, it's not the and Rajba Ritva talking me briyasa. You change it. It's no longer the same object of the Torah. It's a different object. Could be. But then it'll come out a major, major chiddush. Torah and meat. Let's say I grind it up and I don't, who knows what I can change things in a million different ways. So one may have said that. But the Gemara doesn't allow us to say that. Gemara talks about seer, the liquid, the body liquids of a sheretz. Nothing's changed. It's in its natural format. The Gemara in Amid Beis talks about mashke mayotzim from all these things. It's in a natural stage. So therefore, you have to conclude, no. That's what forced me to conclude. Torah's saying something else. When the Torah says there are certain things, Torah asks it a specific meichel. Let's say I converted this meichel into a mashke. I converted the meichel into a mashke. So then, who said that's also Torah aser meichel, not a mashke? Comes exasa kosev, hanefesh, the rabbi says hashosa, even the, now. And the Gemara at the bottom says, and what's the shear if I take chometz and I liquefy it? I make beer out of it. The shear is what? Kezayis. Kezayis is a shear in what? The meichel that the Torah asked, or the mashke that the Torah asked. The Torah says there's an issur of yayin. Yayin's lo yishte yayin Torah asked the mashke. It's a reverse. Torah says lo sochal chometz or a mashke. The hanefesh says we treat this liquid, the gabe isur yachila, as a meichel. Okay. Now, that's true about all those places. That, and therefore, there's a very massive chiddush happening here. We all know, I've repeated, it's so all over myself. The Rambam says you only get malchus from a furish b'Torah. So you get malchus from mashkim ayotzim on Amid Beis, the kufchof Amid Beis. No, it's not mafurish in Torah. We learn it from a mamotzin. But the Rambam says a shos nefesh. The Rambam says also no mafurish. No. The Rambam says you get malchus. Why do you get malchus? All the Rebbe does, it re-includes it under Meichel, and therefore it, the Isser of Lo Sochal applies to it. And that's, and the Rambam says, Dam Shvatzim Kibosor. We treat it just like Bosor. Right. So wherever you have the, these specific Zerasakos of Kuf Chofo Med Aleph, so a specific Zerasakos treats it as a, as Bosor. As a meichel, and therefore, what's the shear of a meichel? Is the shear is a kezayis. Now, what happens when the Torah says lo sochal kaldom? Wherever the Torah specifically says lo sochal, we treat it as a meichel. Lo yochal, lo sochal. Kozar lo yochal kodesh truma. What does the Rambam say in Perek Yud Hilchos Trumas? Torah said ochal. All truma has a din of a meichel. So therefore, the shear is a kezayis. Now, Maisa Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim. Torah says, "Lo sucha le'echol b'sherecha ma'isa de'goncha tirosh chayitzarecha." What does the Rambam say? That means eating ma'isa sheni chutz liYerushalayim is lo sase. Lo sucha le'echol b'sherecha ma'isa de'goncha tirosh chayitzarecha. The Rambam does a very interesting thing. He has a whole explanation in Perek Tes, in Shorash Tes, why. Number one. Tiroshcha lo sasei tu. Yitzarecha. So, what does the Rambam understand? Where the Torah says, lo sucha le'echo, if the Torah specifically talks about a mashke, as lo sochal. Okay, so therefore, for instance, lo sochal kol dam, do not eat dam. It doesn't say lo yishte dam. It says lo sochal kol dam. So therefore, the Torah treats dam as a meichel, and it's a shir. It's a, the Gemara pays zayim and pays zochol and says the shir is a kezayis. Shir is a kezayis. Torah treated it that way. Kozala Yochal Kodesh treats as a kezayis. But here, the Lo Yochal goes on three separate things. And that is exactly what our Gemara wants to prove, that shtiya b'chal achila. What does it say? Osu chalecho b'sharecho ma'isa d'goncha si rosh chavitzarecho. There are three. Osu chalecho shva ma'isa d'goncha. Osu chalecho b'sharecho ti rosh. So b'sharecho itzarecho. You drink the wine. Yeah, included in the word Osu chalecho is as if the Torah said also shtiya. It's in Revias. Had it been all one lo sase, Torah would define this lo sase as a lo sase of Michael. There's lo sase of Michael, there's lo sase of Mashke. So, kol zar lo yochal kodesh, every zar cannot eat kodesh, talks about truma, one lo sase for all truma. So the Gemara, so the Rambam was interpreting the Gemara, and the Gemara forces him to say that, as Tosas points out. The Torah asks the things b'Torah's Michael and b'Torah's Mashke. The Torah asks it something b'Torah's Michael, b'Torah's Mashke. So then it's a difference whether it's a Kazayas or a Revius. That's the rule. Now we have a problem. Orla. All is a headache, but all the more I thought about it is really straightforward. What is Orla? Let me just read. The Ram says about Orla. When the Rambam is trying to talk about Bittul, Rambam has a klal. There's Bittul Deraisa and Bittul Derabbanan. There's Bittul Deraisa 1 and 6. Why? 1 and 6 is Rambam calls Tamo Umamosha. You have the Tamo of the Dover and the Mamoshas of the Dover. She call Isure. Ma'acholos asur shirim b'kazayas beinuni, bein l'malkas, bein l'koreis, bein l'misa. Okay, v'shirzem kol shirim aloch mosh misina. Mashu is also. Okay. Oh, Perek Tesva. Perdova also shenisarev bedova muta mimbe sheno mino beno same time. Mimbe mino shef shulamer al tamo yivato barov. And he gives examples. The kami yisarev dova also yivato be elzamiu keshir shenosbuch. He says, min haTorah it's 1 and 6. If it's lach belach. Something that's the difference between lach b'lach and yovesh b'yovesh. Okay. Then there's a shir d'rabbonin. Now that shir of 1 and 6 we get from Kazayas v'achiras bas, but that applies also to things that have a shir revius 1 and 6 on a deraisa level. And then he says. He says, Halacha Yudalet. He's giving examples. Orla, Kilat Karim, is Dindarabbanan of 1 in 200. Now, what's the Isser of Orla? He says, 1 Revius and 200 Revius. He says, the Shir is 1 of X within 200 of X. Whatever that X may be. So if it is Dam, so there it's shishim. Let's assume that you grind up orla and you make a whole like ground, something ground up. So there has a din of lach balach. So it's one of 200 of a kazayas and a kazayas. If it's a liquid yayin shel orla, the shear of yayin is a revius. So it's one revius and 200 revius. The thing is, one in 200. And it depends what X is. If you have dam, which is then shishim, so it's one kazayas of dam and 60 kazayasim of dam. And etc. So the fact that the Rambam uses the example of revius of yayin shel orla, most people would like to interpret that to mean that it is also in a revius. Okay, so why? What's the difference between that and truma? The answer is in the pasuk, kolzar lo yochal kodesh. If the Torah specifically asks it to do not eat. In Orla, what does the pasuk say? Shalosh shonim yocharelim lo ye ochel. What is lo ye? What's the difference between lo yochal and lo ye ochel? So is Gemara in Pesachim says lo yochal means isahano. Isahano. Torah asks it hano. It did not. So the use of the word lo ye ochel is not to tell you we're asering a maichel. To tell you, lo yeochel, it's nisano. So there's no pasuk that specifically tells you we're asking a maichel. That lechore covers all the various examples that exist. But the chiddush is that we're asking maicholim, we're asking mashke. Now, comes along the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. We'll get back to our Gemara inside and whether Shtiyah B'chlal Achila, Achila B'chlal Shtiyah, etc. Our Gemara, so the Rambam says, what happens if I say, Shua Shelo Eshte Hayom? What's the Shia? The Rambam is in very convenient territory. The Rambam holds, Shulo Ochol Zachalos Yisurim. It's as if the Torah, I wanted to answer, as if the Torah answered it with an achila. It's macholos asuros. Or I say lo yishte, it becomes mashkim asur, Rambam says. That is a revius. But wait one second. What happens if I say shushua shalo ochal? In a loshim b'nei odom shtiyah b'chal achila. It could very well be. I don't know. Could very well be. I say shushal ochal. So then, gives it. I will treat all food as my cholam asurim, and I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to drink it. It would be a shir of kerevius. Could very well be. Very possibly. Now, that's number one. There's another Rambam. We know there's a difference between achila and shtiya. Achila, if I take a bite, 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 I have to have a kazayas v'chdei achilas pras. What happens if I take a sip, I take a sip, and I take a sip, v'chdei shtiyas revias? What about chomet shehim chohu? Is it the shir is kazayas? Chdei shtiyas revias or chdei achilas pras? Rambam is very, very, very clear on the topic. Mm-hmm. is that? Perek Yudalid Halachates. Hashosa Reviyat Shostamieno. Ma'at Ma'at. Okay. Yain Nesach is in Sashtiya. It happens to be also called Shostamieno. Is an isashtiya. It's also berevius. O shehimchos hachometz bePesach. What's the shear of him hachometz bePesach? Kazayas. O as hachelov. What's the himchos hachelov? What's the shear? Kazayas. Maat maat. O sheshosa min dam maat maat. What's the shear of dam? Kazayas. Im shoha mitchila v'atzov k'dei shtiyas revius mitzarf v'im lav ein mitzarf. Why? Very simple. Those of you who may have remembered a Rashba. Rashba says, what is k'dei achilas bas? Tima mitzarf it into one maisa achila. True, the Torah asked it as a maichol, so therefore the shir is a kazayis. But when I drink the dam, what sort of a maisa is that? That's a maisa shtiyah. Maisa shtiyah is the shir is revius. Remember that Rashba. Dam is a maichol. But the maisa that I'm doing is a maisa shtiyah. Liquid is a maisa shtiyah. It's exactly what the Rashi said. To take 15 different, I'm sipping it a little, sip, sip, sip. What misarif into one maisa? A certain shear of time. I'm eating a bite, a bite, a bite, a bite. What's misarif into a certain one maisa? But one's a, so there's a maisa achila and there's a maisa shtiyah. Maisa and eating, drinking dam. It's Maisa Shtiyah. But the Torah treats it as a Maichol because it says Lo Sochal Dam. So when the Torah says Lo Sochal Dam, the Torah is telling me two things simultaneously. I'm treating it as a Maichol and Shtiyah B'chal Achila, I include drinking. That's why it's, what is the Torah telling us? That's exactly Tosus's point. Tosus and Chulin Daf Kuf Chofim and Aleph is an incredible thing. Our Gemara says when the Torah uses the word achila in Lashon Torah includes shtiyah. So it doesn't mean only don't drink, don't eat Maaseh Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim. It means also don't drink it. It says Lo Sochal Kol Dam. It means also don't drink it. But the Torah uses Ochal. Yeah, why did the Torah kosher lo yishta? No, it means I want to treat it as a maichol. That is, now, that is the fianius daiti, how this whole sugya is. Now, is achila b'chal shtiyah, or achila is not b'chal shtiyah? So let's take a look. Our Gemara seems to have a stira. Why? Let's take a look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says, yes.
What's in the car of the Rambam that Truvas has shtiyah
b'chal
achila? If it's a different,
he's sorry. What? Where, that a shir kazayas is a tosefta. That the whole thing is a tosefta in Truvas, perek zayin. Okay, look on Tosefta and Trumas Perek Zayin.
Well,
we'll get there. You can't prove any. No. They're two separate issues. Let's separate two separate. Our Gemara is talking Loshon Torah. It's all our Gemara is talking about. And the Gemara in Yuma is talking only Loshon Mishnah, right? Because what is our Gemara out to prove? That the word Achila, when I take a Shvuah, just see what the Gemara is out to prove and how the Gemara proves it. The Gemara is out to prove there's a Loshon Torah, there's a Loshon B'nai Adam, Achila in Loshon B'nai Adam and Loshon Torah includes Shtia. Adkan, that's the whole thing. Now, what do I get out of the fact that Torah says, the Torah says Ochal? And so, I certainly get out of the fact one thing, that if I drink, when the Torah says Los Ochal, drinking is included. Now, comes along a Gemara in Chulin, Tosfos says, wait one second, when the Torah says Los Ochal, the Torah is telling you something else. That it's asring my cholim. And what about mashkim? I need a ribui to tell me it's asring mashkim. That's a second aspect of lo sochal. Nafgamine, kazayis is the shear of my cholim. Revius is the shear of mashkim. Okay. Now, the Torah says lo sochal kol dam. I could, if shtia was not b'chal achila, when the Torah says lo sochal, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't know that you can't drink dam. No. But the Torah also said there's something else. That's Gemara Cholin. Then I'm asking you, but Torah's Meichel. Nafgamina, big nafgamina. What's a nafgamina? Whether or not, if I drink it. So let's read our Gemara. Gemara says like this. Omer Eish Lakish. That means you can mekayim the mitzvah of achilas ma'aseh sheni only through you take the yayin and you pour it into a meichel and you eat the meichel. Omer Rabbi Bar Shmuel ani goren ma'ayeh de silka achsi goren ma'ayeh de kulo silka. Okay, maybe. So there's no proof from there. El Omer Rav Acha by Yaakov Mehocha. Lekuach Ma'aseh Sheni. What can I buy with Ma'aseh Sheni? B'chola, b'boka, b'atzor. V'yayin Amshech, v'yayin Chamu, v'chsev v'chalta. Now, I'm Ali Dani Gorin. Sheikh Ksif. If it says Sheikhoa. Midi de Meshaker. V'dilma d'vila ki'ila, see? D'vash v'cholef. The Tanya. Ochal d'vila ki'ila, v'shose d'vash v'cholef, v'nechlas amikdash, v'ovar chayef. Wait one second. There's a very big problem here. And Tosfos raises that problem. What does the Pasuk say? Yayin v'sheikh aval tesht. Amitosh lo sov. It says shtir. And the Gemara says, if you eat something that's meshaker you, so Tosfos says, "Mimtoma tanul el de marbet vila kiles yovu the krisis mishay shech rabbi shamer shakma rachman al teish al machli b'chal shtiyah." Tosfos raises the problem. And the Gemara says later on, Achilas noch machashte. The Yeshlama says Tosfos. Came in Achila, he ekes so who daltesh, Mishum Sharmer Shakra. The mash. Kas inami shechel o iri ele bemashkim hamishakim. Well, dvash for cholol, hochiksim altesh. Really, kilis marbina misvorim, he didn't have a hanoch. First thing you see from Tulsus. Tulsus is bothered by this problem. Very bothered by this problem. So, we had a machokas rishonim on this problem. What's the isin mikdash? Anything that makes you drunk, or only achila shtia that makes you drunk? Okay, so Tosfos seems to say only achila shtia. But we'll have to understand this. Okay. Ela gomer shecha shecha minoza, mala alon yayin, afkan yayin. Omrova afanan etnimim. None is the Lashon Torah. It's also Lashon Mishle. Or it's Lashon Torah too. That's how you learn it. Because Shua Shelo Ocha, according to the Mishnah Melech, this is absolutely perfect. Why? According to the Mishnah Melech, Shua Shelo Ocha, is that Lashon Mishnah or Lashon Torah? Lashon B'nai Adam or Lashon Torah? Lashon Torah. According to Mishnah Melech, this is superbly perfect. Right? You see, Ori Bernstein has a looking smile. You understand, Ori? Why? What? It's Parshan. The Mishnah Melech, this Gemara flows very smoothly. Yeah. What? What did the Mishnah Melech? What Mishnah Melech made? I began this whole thing from Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech has a whole way of looking at Shavuos. What does he say? If I say that, if I say Shua Shelo Ochal Kikazeh. In Lashon B'nai Adam, what is it? Kolsha. In Lashon Torah, what is it? Kazayas. I go with Lashon Torah, not with Lashon B'nai Adam, because there's an umdana. Lashon Ken Konim Kikazel Alai. I don't mention the word Achila. The only language I have is Kolsha. Okay. But he says, Shvur Shalo Ochal Kikazel. The language, remember, every nether shvur requires a language. What language am I using? Lashon Torah. What is the Gemara trying to establish here? What's Lashon Torah? It's in the middle of, we already know what Lashon B'nai Adam is, right? This is Lashon Torah. Okay, that's Derech Agav. Now, you could have said differently. No, the Bahag says, I'm wrong. Right? Why? When it comes to Shiurim, I'm talking about Lashon Torah. But the Gemara says here, Lashon B'nai Adam, Lashon Torah. So apparently, whether Shtia B'chal Achil or not, is totally in Lashon B'nai Adam. Unless the person specifically says he's talking about Lashon Torah. Even though for Shiurim, we're using Lashon Torah. That's a very interesting, subtle thing that's happening in the Shita of the Mishnah Melech. That we'll have to get to. Okay. Amalei ele mai shtir ele amalei abai ele mai shtir b'chalachia. Aim a sefer. Gemara has this whole thing. Okay. Now, this is, so all the Gemara is talking about here is a very simple thing. Whether or not in Lashon Torah it's this way. Now, and they're two separate Gemaras, and you have to keep them And Tosfos separates them, telling me they're two separate yesodos here. When the Torah says do not drink, eat, it includes do not drink. When the Torah says do not, not. When is the Gemara talking about here? Achila is not b'chal shtiyah. In Shavuos, right? That is in Loshem B'nai Adam. Right? So Tosfos seems to say no. Toma Tana de la'el, the marbet vila ke'ilis v'yolof la'bekrisis m'sheichol rabo shar mashakim v'yoma rachmona al teisht alma achila b'chal shtiyah. Yesh loma. So because of that problem, some Rishonim say, no, it has nothing to do with achila shtiyah. It has to do anything that gets you a little high. That's it. The Torah, well, the moment the Torah says, Yayin v'sheichar, so the Torah is telling you, anything that gets you high. Sheikh. Others say, no, dafka, but if you say dafka, like those who are assuming, like some other Rishonim assume, so it has to be dafka achila. Or daf kishtia, so Tosfos says. Kevin de achila hi ikis. Achila is the ikir. Svarahu, the altesh mishum shar mashakrim, the mashkim. Katsve. He says, what is he talking about? What is Tosfos? I want you to think what Tosfos is talking about. Okay. With this, we'll finish. With this issue of shtiyah b'chal achila, and the Rambam Mendoza says yayin al teisht, and it includes achila. Tosfos asks on the spot here, I have a different problem, a very serious problem. I take the Rambam and Hilchos Nazir. Where's my Hilchos Nazir here? Here it is. I have eating wine, says yayin al teisht. Why is eating wine? Do I get malchus for it? What is it? Congealed wine? Or sharapito bayayin? Congealed wine. I says I'll taste. And achir is not b'chal shtiyah. Now, that, what I want you to do, that should be. You should be able to do a little research and find out about it. And once we finish that, tomorrow we'll then move on to we'll finish Shtiyah b'chal achila and Shu Shalo Ochol Ochol Paschitim. Okay, a lot of these things we've done already, but we'll go through it step by step again. So we have a few things, Shtiyah b'chal achila, to finish up. That's really what we have to finish up. Yetzer Hashem b'li neder tomorrow, and then we move on. Chof Gimel Nalav, Chof Gimel Mebeis. And then we get heavily, heavily, heavily into this. We'll see. Yitzchak HaLeisser is coming up, another big sukkah.